Bernie, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's slick out there, though.
Yeah, it is. We need to get more, a little bit more salt out on the roads. And speaking of salty, the polling data is starting to free flow a little bit more, that we have more information out there. And you were busy getting out a poll in February.
That's right. And some interesting results, a variety of things that we tested. People aren't thinking that the state is headed in the right direction quite by the same percentage that we had in the previous poll, but it's still more right direction than wrong track. If President Obama were to face a challenge from Mitt Romney as a Republican nominee, he might have a problem because he trails Romney in Michigan. Of course, the Romney name in Michigan is pretty solid with his father serving as governor many years ago. And in the U.S. Senate potential race, if Pete Hoekstra gets in, why U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow could have a serious challenge. She only leads him by 2 points.
It's interesting. Everywhere I look, the information shows that Debbie Stabenow is in so much trouble. She's built her coffers up quite a bit, but it looks like should anyone challenge her, especially big-name folks like Mitt Romney and Pete Hoekstra, they'll give her the battle of her career, perhaps.
It could be a very difficult challenge for her. Part of the problem is that when you compare her visibility to that of Carl Levin's, I mean, Carl Levin, with the positions he holds, is very, very visible. And she is starting to come back into the state. But if anything, I think that she probably has not been as visible and is much before the public as she should have been.
And what do you your polls say about Barack Obama and Rick Snyder and the jobs they're doing?
Well, the negative job rating on Obama is pretty much the same, 55% to 44%, 55% negative to 44% positive. The job rating on Governor Snyder has seen about a 6% uptick in his negative rating from 15% to 21%. His positives have held pretty much about the same, but that was not including the impact of the full budget message. It had started to stream out in terms of what was included in the last 2 days of our polling, and so this does not reflect the full impact of the voters in Michigan hearing what the specifics were. And we'll be in the field here pretty soon and may have a more detailed idea of how he ranks.
And Bernie, no question that folks in your polls really support eliminating tax breaks, cutting state contracts, and limiting budget cuts.
That's right. Voters are not in favor of an all-cuts budget. And when you look at the data, whether it's this survey or previous ones, voters are not in favor of that. And surprisingly, even among Republican voters, and even among Republican voters who are strong Tea Party supporters, they think that some level of tax increase is necessary to address this budget deficit.
Anything surprising about the latest polling you did, Bernie?
Well, one other piece of it I thought of, as a matter of fact, I included it largely because I remember hearing your discussion about open carry. We asked a question on whether or not concealed weapons, the exceptions for libraries and schools and bars and restaurants, whether or not those exceptions should be eliminated, as Senator Green has suggested. And a solid 68% majority said no, those exceptions should not be eliminated, thereby allowing people who have concealed weapons in these places.
And Bernie, if people want to take a look at your polling information, where do they go?
To epicmra.com and click on the press room, and you can see all of our surveys.
Thanks so much, Bernie.
Take care, Tony.